Hello, and welcome to The Home Winemaker's Garden, a podcast about growing fruit and making wine. I'm Jessica, your host, and I invite you to follow along as I learn how to make wine at home, starting with kids and eventually graduating to fruit from my own garden. I'm not an expert winemaker or viticulturist. I barely even know what I'm doing, but am I going to let that stop me from making a podcast about it? Heck no! So sit back and pour yourself a glass of wine, unless you're driving or doing something that requires your complete attention. In that case, don't drink wine, just listen. But you'd probably enjoy this more if you were drinking. Whatever. Thanks for joining me. Let's get to it. In this episode, I'll talk about making homemade wine using a kit and answer all those burning questions you never knew you had, like, why make homemade wine? What's a wine kit? Why use it and not fruit? What's in a wine starter kit? What's in a wine recipe kit? How are wine recipe kits made? Where do I find wine kits and how much do they cost? You want answers? Well, keep listening. Why make your own wine? My reasons are, A, I like drinking wine, and 2, I like making things, especially yummy things, that make me feel warm and fuzzy inside or make my face get all tingly. And wine makes great gifts. You can share whatever wine you manage not to drink with your family and friends. Don't have any friends? Wine can help you make friends. Who wouldn't love to get a bottle of wine? I don't care. They're not getting any. Don't want to share? Fine. I won't judge. Some things are best kept to yourself. But not wine. What are you thinking? You know what else? Winemaking makes your house smell good. Like a wine-scented candle, but better. Because when it's done, you're left with wine. Not just a burned-out jar with a puddle of wax at the bottom. You can make different varietals from all over the world. How does Chilean Malbec sound? Or Italian Nebbiolo? What about an Australian Shiraz? There are even different flavors that you didn't know were a thing. Ooh, pomegranate wildberry, tropical lime. What? What is that? I don't know, but it sounds intriguing. Let's make some. Oh, and here's one. Chocolate-covered raspberry dessert wine. Kind of like a port. That sounds so good. I want some. My friends want some. Let's make some of that too. Here's another very important reason for me to make wine. I don't like spending money. Well, actually, no. My husband doesn't like it when I spend money. I actually do enjoy spending money, but he tries to keep us on a fairly strict budget, one that doesn't include much wine. He might ask, "Do you want to drink wine or live in a cardboard box?" Well, that depends. Does the box have wine in it? Anyway, not long after I started making wine, I discovered that I could make it for as low as $3 to $4 a bottle. And it's not crappy wine either. It's as good as or better than some 10 or 15 bottles I've had. And I will tell you right now, I don't buy wine that costs much more than that. I can't afford it. And I totally enjoy the wines in that price range. The most expensive bottles I've tasted were $50 to $100. I didn't buy them, of course, but I sure drank them. Were they $50 or $100 good? I don't think so. Not to me, they weren't. Listen, I may not have the most sophisticated palate, but I know what I like. I've tasted good wines, and I've tasted bad ones, and I'm pretty sure I know the difference. Yeah, you could save money by making your own wine. You could even think of it as an investment. Wine improves with age, if you can manage not to drink it all before then. And you might be thinking, are you really saving money or are you just drinking more now that you have all that wine in your house? Well, that's a good question. Hey, look at that bird. What's a wine kit? Well, typically when people say wine kit, they're talking about a wine recipe kit. It doesn't include the equipment, just grape juice, concentrate, and additives. If you have never made wine, don't have any experience or equipment, you should get a wine starter kit. What's a wine starter kit? Well, it has all the equipment you would need to make a batch of wine. It often comes in two sizes. There's a small batch, which is 1 gallon, makes about 4 or 5 bottles of wine, and it often comes with the wine recipe kit. It's a relatively small investment. At less than $100, I think I paid around $70 for it. It's a good way to go if you're not sure if you'll like it or stay with it. It doesn't take too much room, and it's quick, done in about a month. If you aren't sure, start with a small batch. You can always upgrade later, which is what I did. Or you can bite the bullet and go straight for the 6-gallon batch. You'll need to buy the wine recipe kit separately. The equipment kit costs about $130 plus shipping and handling. It has all the stuff in the small batch kit, but bigger, plus some additional things that weren't in the small batch kit. In another episode, I'll go over all the stuff that's in the starter kit in greater detail. However, if I knew then what I do now, I would have started with the 6-gallon kit, because it takes about the same amount of effort to make 6 gallons as it does to make one, only it's better because you end up with more wine. Also, I found that some of the equipment in the larger kit was easier for me to use than the smaller versions in the 1-gallon kit. Either way, I made good wine, despite all my bumbling. Actually, I did want to go with the 6 at first, but that loving voice of reason, who is my husband, recommended that I start small. He was concerned that I might not actually use it or that I wouldn't like it, and so we didn't want to shell out a bunch of cash on something that I might not do. So I did the small batch. I liked the wine, he liked the wine, and so we upgraded to the 6, and now I've got 7 gallons of wine in the works. And the equipment is reusable. Once you get through one batch, you can clean and sanitize the equipment and start another one. You do need to provide empty wine bottles, and if you're anything like me, you should have plenty of these lying around that you can delabel, clean, and sanitize. And if not, start drinking. Or you can buy new ones for $1 to $2 a bottle, or more if you want fancy bottles. I've actually gone to some local wineries that gave me used bottles because they can't reuse them. So I took a couple cases home and I will delabel and clean, because I'm not making all that many, I suppose. If I ever get around to the point where I'm making a lot of wine, maybe then it'll be more worth my while to buy new bottles. But I'm not at that point yet. So free used bottles that I have to clean are okay with me. Okay, so why would we use a wine kit and not just fruit? Well, again, if you have zero experience, zero equipment, and zero fruit, wine kits are a good way to go. Or if you're like me and you do eventually want to make wine from fruit, but you have no idea how to do it, this is a great way to learn the process, learn the basics of winemaking, and be able to practice before using actual fruit. It's a good way to go also if you have no time or money or patience to go to school for a degree. Yes, you can study wine science. It's called enology, or viticulture, which is growing wine grapes. You can go to college for 4 years or more and get an actual degree in enology and viticulture. Or you can go online, or you can go to workshops. But maybe you don't have the time, money, or patience. You want to make wine now, or maybe tomorrow or this weekend, you can do that with a wine kit. I liken it to baking a cake, using a cake mix instead of from scratch. Because the cake mix, all the dry ingredients are in that box. You just dump it in a bowl, add your eggs, oil, water, mix it up, pop it in the oven, and in however long you have cake. Well, these wine kits are a little bit like that, in that the grapes are already grown, they've been processed partially, and then you get the juice and the additives and you mix it all together. You get the fermentation going and you are then a winemaker. Oh my God, it's that easy to become a winemaker. Go buy a kit, make some wine in your living room or your basement or your kitchen or wherever. You can totally do this. I believe in you. Get a wine kit now. So, how are wine recipe kits made? Well, Tim Vandergrift, the maker of the Master Vintner Wine Recipe Kits, wrote an insert about how wine kits are made in Techniques in Home Winemaking, a book by Daniel Pambianchi. So, Basically, a kit manufacturer buys grapes from growers under contract with specific harvest conditions. When the grapes are ripe, they're harvested, then taken to a winery for processing. At the winery, the grapes are crushed and sulfite is added. This is to help prevent it from spoiling. And then for white grapes, first they're pressed, then enzymes and fining agents are added to the juice. The enzymes are to help break down the cellulose. The fining agent is to help it clear. After that happens, they crash chill it to precipitate the solids. Chilling also prevents spoilage. And then they roughly filter the juice until it's almost clear. Then they adjust the sulfite. And then it's either pumped to a tanker truck for transport to a kit facility or into a vacuum concentrator. Now for red grapes, after the grapes are crushed and sulfite is added, they go into a maceration tank for 2 to 3 days. This is where red wine gets its color. Enzymes are added to help break down cellulose and extract the color and flavor and aroma. The tank is chilled to near freezing to keep from fermenting. The red juice is then pressed and settled like they did with the white grapes. The skins are processed some more to extract even more of that red grape goodness, and that stuff is added back to the juice. After this, it goes into the vacuum concentrator, which is a magical device that works in the opposite way of a pressure cooker. It lowers the pressure and makes water boil at a lower temperature, and this prevents browning and caramelization of the juice. The water is vaporized, leaving concentrated juice. And then there's also a fractional distillation apparatus in this vacuum concentrator, and this prevents aromatic compounds from escaping in the water vapor. It catches those compounds and returns them back into the juice where they belong. From the winery, the juice concentrate is then shipped to a kit facility where it's tested for quality and stability. They hold it at low temperatures in nitrogen-purged tanks. The low temperatures help preserve the juice and speed the formation of wine diamonds. Ooh. Wine diamonds. That sounds fancy, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound pretty and nice? Yeah. Well, it's not. You don't want that stuff in your wine. Basically, these are crystals that form from potassium bitartrate and tartaric acid, and they occur naturally in wine. I mean, you might get them in your wine, but commercial wines try to filter these out. Then the juices and concentrates are blended and pasteurized to kill any wild yeasts or microorganisms that might otherwise spoil your wine. After this, it goes into sterile bags, which are then capped and loaded into kit boxes. Additives and instructions are placed on top, and the box is shrink-wrapped and then placed on microbiological hold for 3 to 7 days. If after that time no bacterial or yeast activity has occurred, then the kits are shipped to the warehouse for distribution. Do you remember those chemistry kits from when you were a kid? Well, wine kits are like those for grown-ups, but better. Because when you're done, you end up with wine and not caustic burns or weird smells. Isn't that exciting? Don't you want to make wine? Sure you do. Where do you get wine kits? Well, if you live in a big city, there's probably a homebrew or winemaking supply store near you. If not, you can go online. And there's another reason to make your own wine. You've chosen to live far from civilization, but you still enjoy the finer things in life. So, search for wine starter kits on Google or Amazon or wherever. I got my small batch wine starter kit from Northern Brewer, and I think I got my 6-gallon kit from Midwest Supplies. So yeah, go online, do a search. There's plenty of stuff out there. Or go to your local brew store. The cool thing about having a local brew store is that there are people you can talk to that aren't robots. Because some people get freaked out by robots. Yeah, I guess I could get a little, well, I don't know. It depends. Anyway, yeah, so why make your own wine? You like to drink. You like to make stuff that makes you feel tingly and warm inside. You like to share with your friends or use it to gain friends. You live in the middle of nowhere. You're trying to save money. And what are wine kits again? A wine starter kit has all the equipment you need to make a batch of wine except for the bottles. You need to provide those. And a wine recipe kit contains all the ingredients you need to make a batch of wine, except for water. You need to provide that too. And you should use good quality drinking water. And if you're not sure if you have good quality drinking water, or if you know you don't have good quality drinking water, for instance, you live out in the middle of nowhere, you're out in the country and you have stinky well water that smells like eggs, well, you should get that treated, but don't use that in your wine. Go get some bottled water. Don't use stinky well water to make your wine, because it'll probably taste really nasty. Anyway, there you go. And that's it. Now you know the wonderful world of wine kits. Fly, little bird, fly. But wait, come back. In upcoming episodes, I'll give you an account of my first attempt at winemaking, complete with silly mistakes and dumb questions, all for your listening pleasure. Also, I'm pruning vines at a local vineyard, as well as in my own garden. I'll tell you how that went. And what equipment is in the wine starter kits and how to use it. And what additives are in the wine recipe kits and what are they for? We'll talk about that in upcoming episodes too. Thanks for listening to the Home Winemaker's Garden Podcast. Please like, subscribe, and share. Until next time, cheers!